It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You've got Kevin McCullough Radio. So glad to have you with us. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We have finally unearthed the proper solution to the baby it's cold outside dilemma. We'll tell you about it before it's done. Big hearing on Capitol Hill in the world of technology. Ari Zolden weighs in. Bernie Kerik on the criminal justice steps taken today. Carol Markowitz on all things related to the news. And breaking as we start.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
That interchange this morning in what I can only describe to you as maybe the most authentically raw moment in front of news cameras ever to be captured by the news media of the United States of America took place and immediately became the story of the day. We've got other stories that are out there. I mean, you've got the Israel military talking about a tunnel they found built by Hezbollah. You've got other stuff locally. You've got the technology hearings. You got Google fighting for its life, trying to say, no, we're not for censorship. And you've got the criminal, the First Step Act that Candace Owens and the Turning Point group have all been working on. And by the way, I want Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk on this show. Alex, you got to put that on the list. They're the most important people that haven't been on this show. They're the most important people we have not yet had on this show.
I'm emailing as we speak, so we'll get to
you
that.
You better get it done. They are the most important people that we have not had on this show. Why? Because Candace Owens basically spearheaded the campaign to get the First Step Act ushered through. The House has passed it. The president called Mitch McConnell today and said, you need to get a vote on it before the end of the year. He thinks he's got 75 votes lined up. Criminal justice reform, though promised often by Democrats in the past, has never happened. President Trump, you know, the racist President Trump that doesn't want to help people that are different than him, especially criminals and people of color. You know that narrative about President Trump out there? Whose watch will this take place on? Who's the guy that is personally bending the arms to get it done? Donald J. Trump. Anyway, talk about that with Bernie Kerik in a bit. I'm sure he's got he's been working the phones behind the scenes, too. There's been so many people working on that. And it passed the House today, and it's on its way to an overwhelming bipartisan vote in the Senate very, very soon. But the biggest story of the day, by far, trumping all of those things, was what happened with Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer sitting in the Oval Office. And I want to play for you a longer than normal cut. Normally, I play for you stuff that's like 15 to 60 seconds long. This is about 5.5 minutes. But friends, it is breathless. As the drama unfolds, just picture President Trump sitting there, Vice President's just to his right, Nancy Pelosi on the couch, sitting a little bit lower than him to his far right, Chuck Schumer, typically, sitting to his left, also on a couch. And, couches make you slouch. It's just one of those things. I think he purposefully put them in those positions just because the cameras are going to be there. But just, and I'll do this Mystery Science Theater style because I want to like relive this as we go through it. But this is 5 minutes of pure gold. And what I want to know from you after you hear it, I want you to drop me an email. I want you to tell me, who do you think won this back and forth? Who do you think won this interaction that happened? You're going to hear it as it happened. This is how it unfolded. earlier today from the Oval Office. Go.
Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, the Trump shutdown. You have the White House, you have the Senate, you have the House of Representatives, you have the votes. You should pass
it. No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't, excuse me, but I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and we
do.
But the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote, and they won't vote.
That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed. And we're here to have a conversation in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this. But the fact is, the Senate, the House Republicans could bring up this bill if they had the votes immediately and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House. I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then we can meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do, you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for
a
wall, no matter where you start.
If I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session, would be done.
Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in the Senate.
No, don't put it on the Senate. Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. And we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
Mr. President, you have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
All right, let me say something here.
Yeah, please, let me. I'm not getting enough airtime.
You do not have the votes in the House.
Hey, I'm Chuck.
I do.
Look at me.
We need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the
Here's where American heads begin to nod.
These are very serious people. Yep. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done.
Yep.
But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here.
The
Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built.
Well, the Washington Post, okay, yeah.
And how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington Post.
Whether it's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because
you,
let me just finish, because you can't get
the
your
last
way.
Time you shut it down, you
yeah, let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR. That will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the
Because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing with our military...
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said it's
effective. Without a wall, these are only... areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as a...
We're getting embarrassed. Let's call a halt to this.
Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, we're not going to keep it open.
Do you understand?
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done.
by us.
We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a much bigger section with
more money. Let's debate in private.
In private.
Yeah, let's debate in private.
That is devoid, frankly, of fact, and we can...
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes,
is that right? Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
We all need border security. Chuck Schumer wants to say that border security and the wall aren't the same thing. President Trump thinks of them as the same thing. Friends, this, that right there, that's a snapshot of what you're going to have all next year with the Democrats in charge of the House. Kevin McCullough, drop me an email. Tell me who you think won that interchange. KMCRadio at gmail.com. KMCRadio at gmail.com. Coming up, Carol Markowitz.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at a slow go on the northbound west side highway from 79th Street up to the George Washington Bridge. Southbound, some slow volume from the 70s down into the 30s. FDR northbound slows Williamsburg Bridge, essentially right up to the George Washington Bridge. Southbound slows from the 130s right down into the 50s. More delays from the Williamsburg Bridge to the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound Cross Bronx jammed up Westchester Avenue to the GW Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge out towards Webster Avenue. Deegan northbound slows RFK Tri-Borough to the Cross Bronx. Southbound we're slow at Van Cortlandt Park down to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson River, here are the very latest numbers. You want to avoid the Holland Tunnel for sure going back to New Jersey, unless, of course, you like to sit in a 45-minute delay. Only about 5 minutes on the citybound side, 20 minutes outbound to Lincoln, so my suggestion to you is head upstream to the Lincoln Tunnel, and specifically from the 11th Avenue approach. That'll save you a lot of time, about 15 on the citybound side, too. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow reflects on the loss of a great man.
Central events that have affected world history, George H.W. Bush was part of. I mean, you look at his career in Congress, CIA director, UN ambassador, vice president, president. That's very, very rare in U.S. history. In fact, I don't know of another president that's had come to it with that type of experience.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
Oh, no colds, no flu, lots of energy, just overall well-being. It's just if I stop taking it, I see the difference. You know, I would never stop with these. I would keep them on hand always.
Well, I got more energy for sure. I don't feel the same if I don't take this every day. I think it's improved my life greatly because I was feeling real sluggish before, sluggish and tired. I like this brain fog. It's all gone now. You know, I've been taking this stuff, and I feel like I have the energy of an 18-year-old with the looks of a 30-year-old, and I'm 50. It's crazy. This stuff is crazy. I love it.
For a limited time, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring of caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Da 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 ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And if you follow her on social media, this last weekend she had her epic Christmas crawl. And for one of my dearest Jewish friends, that's kind of cool. Hey, Carol, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
So how many Christmas parties did you, my Jewish Russian friend, go to in one in one weekend, in one day?
Three Christmas parties on Saturday night. It was super fun.
I remember last year you got Christmas caroled for the first time, and that kind of blew.
Oh, yeah.
Carol got caroled.
That was amazing. That was my friends Matt and Jen in New Jersey, their yearly Christmas party. It's actually coming up this weekend, so I'm hoping that we'll hear it again. The carolers outside. It was mind-blowing.
So what's your over-under on how many, what's the optimal number of Christmas parties or holiday parties to have to go to on any given year?
'Cause I haven't hit that number yet.
Last year, we had, I think, two, and one of them was the station, so that didn't even count. But this year, so last week I had, I had the Arthur Idala and the Mediaite. This week we've got the Heritage Foundation, the USO tomorrow night, and then the Gettys, who people just recognize the music we just played, they're at Carnegie, and then there's an after thing that we go to with that. And then the following week, I've got two more. So I think we're on track to break seven this year. And that doesn't even include the station party.
In one day, is that really?
And I'm kind of disappointed that I haven't been invited to a Hanukkah crawl. So I've got to figure out how to do that. I got to get more of my Jewish friends, you and Ari and everybody, to Shelley, say, hey, come do our Hanukkah crawl.
Yeah, we got to make that happen for you next year.
And what's the equivalent of Hanukkah caroling? What do they do? Is there a tradition that we Christians don't know about that happens at Hanukkah?
We can start one. We can, just stand outside people's doors singing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I make you out of clay.
Okay. Anyway, happy holidays to you. Good to have you back.
You published an
article on Friday instead of Monday, but you have a new one out today. Yeah. We'll get to that one too. But Gillibrand's own son's no place in her future.
Right. Well, I have a real problem with the future is female line. I have a daughter and I also have two sons. So I can't have the future be female and I can't have the future be male. I need it to be both. So I find the whole idea that everyone is wearing the future is female in t-shirts and bags and, putting it on their babies. It's offensive. It leaves out boys. Boys are already struggling and we're leaving them in a very precarious situation where they don't feel like the world is theirs. Additionally, it's bad for girls. It's bad for girls to imagine that their time is coming sometime in the future, that the time is not now.
But let me ask you this. If she was really consistent with that, wouldn't she divorce her husband and abandon her sons?
Well, the comment I got a lot of, and I believe this, is she doesn't think it applies to her kids.
Okay. Double standard with a hard, poor progressive. Never seen that before.
Her son not making it. Sons of senators generally have a fairly decent life. So she's not worried about her own kids, and she's not thinking that her comments that the future is female are going to leave out her own boys. She's just looking to leave out the rest of the boys.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even think she's giving it that much thought. I think some wonk did a test of phrases, and they came up with this idea that she should say that, as we get closer to 2020.
Right.
And has probably very little idea what she even means by it. She also said that the future is intersectional, whatever that is.
Right, right. Wow, that's even worse. As I say in the piece, intersectional is how much victimhood you can claim. So if you're a woman, you're a victim, obviously. But if you're a black woman, you're even more so. And if you're a black gay woman, then you're even more so. And if you're a black gay disabled woman, then you're even more so. And it's just the stacking of victimhood.
If you're a black gay woman who's disabled that had a sex change operation?
Oh, well, you know.
So it's just 15 layers deeper, yeah.
You have won the victim of the Olympics.
Yeah, so when do we get past... I mean, but the problem here, Carol, is that this works. Like, the reason they do this is because we have low IQ voters that have low information, and they just latch onto these things. They don't even really understand what they're latching on to. They just know they're not Republican and they're not Donald Trump. And so then, you know, they must be better than that at the end of the day. It's the dumbing down of the masses that has really allowed these types of strange and hurtful things to become employed by some of these guys.
Right. Well, it's the identity politics that they're all obsessed with, and that they're selling to their voters, and business is good. So, yeah, it's they love to be able to say, you know, well, white men shouldn't speak, white men sit down. But again, does she mean her own son? I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Well, you ask very important questions, and it was in the Friday edition, and it's online at the New York Post. Gillibrand's own sons have no place in her future. Now, you've got a new piece coming out today in the Forward. What do you cover there?
So it's back to identity again. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
My favorite.
A couple days ago.
Make work your favorite. No, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is my favorite.
A few days ago at the last night of Hanukkah celebration, she randomly said that she is a descendant of Sephardic Jews. And then she clarified it on Twitter as saying it's not that she's a descendant of Sephardic Jews, it's that Puerto Ricans are a descendant of Sephardic Jews, and all Puerto Ricans are descendants of all of these things, and that makes them, you know, descendants of Sephardic Jews.
So she's claiming about as much Jewishness as Elizabeth Warren is American Indian.
Right, but she didn't step into the same "I'm going to take a DNA test" nonsense as Warren found herself mired in. She did sidestep it, and she said, you know, basically you could identify as whatever you want. So what's interesting about that whole thing on the left with identity is that in one way, you have to have the same identity from birth. You're born with all the things that make you an intersectional feminist, right? And then you have this other thing where you can choose to be whatever you want, whenever you want. It's really kind of a amazing thing they've got going on.
Yeah, and DNA, nothing, no proof necessary for any of it. Just, you know, whatever, right. I feel like today, because I could say, you know, today I'm identifying as a frog, and I just want to go around.
I don't know
and,
why you don't do that more.
And
often.
Say ribbit and jump, you know. Anyway, Carol, always a pleasure. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Thank you too.
We'll see you on the Christmas Carol list soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have generally clear skies. We sit at 39 degrees on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, dozens of protesters at City Hall are demanding more affordable housing and help for the homeless. City Council member Jermaine Williams said Mayor de Blasio hasn't done enough on the matter. The protest moved from City Hall Park to the steps of City Hall and ended up blocking the door to City Hall during the afternoon. No one to this point has been arrested. New York Giants backup quarterback Kyle Loletta is asking for a conditional dismissal of charges related to a traffic stop in Weehawken, New Jersey. The 23-year-old rookie was arrested on his way to Giants practice back in October after allegedly failing to obey an officer's order at a dangerous intersection. A conditional dismissal is for people with clean records but who face disorderly persons offenses. Police are identifying the man who died following an argument in the Bronx. Sue Guzman has more.
Ramon Diaz says he worked with 19-year-old Angel Reyes Gonzalez, the person killed.
The guy, he's a good guy. He's younger. He worked back and forth. I see him all the time.
The NYPD says a dispute broke out in the Fordham Manor neighborhood Monday night. A person shoved Reyes Gonzalez into the road, where then he was struck by an ambulette. First responders rushed him to St. Barnabas Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The suspect ran off. Police are still trying to locate that person. The driver of the ambulette remained on the scene. Sue Guzman, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, all the local pro teams have tonight off. Across the Hudson River, we check your traffic. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland. That's the one you want to steer completely away from. 15 on the city-bound side. It looks like 20 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. So head upstream to the Lincoln Tunnel. That will be a much better choice. George Washington Bridge, you're okay. Partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low of 30. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 40. Chance of light snow throughout the day on Thursday, high 39. And partly sunny Friday, high of 50. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you struggle with sluggishness, low energy? You already know the name Relief Factor and its tremendous reputation. I am proud to introduce to you Relief Factor Energy. ReliefFactorEnergy.com. You'll be able to order this amazing product that I've been trying. I keep it with me wherever I go. I often take a 2-capsule serving once, maybe twice a day. Listen, when my energy starts to drop off, I don't want to, you know, spend a bunch of money with all the calories and the sugar of one of those energy drinks. This product, Relief Factor Energy, is amazing. It's 100% drug-free. It's a great blend of nutrients designed to improve performance and alertness when you need it, without the sugar, the empty calories, no jitters like coffee and those really expensive energy drinks. In fact, it's about 66 cents a serving, just 2 capsules. You can keep a bottle at home, in the car, wherever you go. Go to ReliefFactorEnergy.com and learn all about this amazing product. You're going to love it like I do. ReliefFactorEnergy.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, at 212-857-9639. That's 212-857-9639. Salem Surround Digital Solutions. Real results. Call 212-857-9639.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Wait a minute.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's been an interesting day as we got into the first segment earlier. The president and the Democratic leadership in Washington, man, this is going to be some year ahead of us when it all kicks in. But one of the things that I hope that they get to, actually made some movement today, and that's why we're going to talk with our next guest. You know him as the former NYPD commissioner that was on duty the day that 9/11 took place, but he's also served as an advisor to presidents. He's also helped our international partners secure their national security pictures a little bit better. And for the last number of months, he's penned over 40 articles, and he's worked the phones tirelessly on behalf of the White House for the issue of the criminal justice bill that I believe has now passed the U.S. Senate. But this is going, or the House. Which was it, Alex? Okay, so that's what I thought. Okay, so the House passed it, and now it's on its way to the Senate, where Leader McConnell is promising that it's going to be taken up this month, so before the new Congress is seated, although I think that the next Congress will have some degree of appreciation for it. Anyway, my next guest is Bernie Kerik. He's been in this conversation from the beginning. Bernie, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Kevin.
So what would motivate you to make daily phone calls by the dozens, hundreds, thousands, and write 40-plus articles behind this issue?
Well, look, this is something for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, I've been talking about. As you know, I ran Rikers Island for 6 years.
Right.
I had enormous success there. I've seen the inside of the federal prison system. I've seen its flaws and failures. And I think there's a number of things that had to change. Many things in this First Step Act are things that I've been talking about for a couple of years now. You know, when President Obama was in for 8 years, he tried to get some of this stuff done, just couldn't get it done. President Trump put it out there, said he would support it. He endorsed it. And actually, I think yesterday, he actually called Leader McConnell and said, look, I want to get this done. It's got to get done. You have the votes. Let's get it done. And today, McConnell basically said that he's going to put it up for a vote. And they've got the numbers. He probably has around 70 or 75 senators at this point that would vote in support of the bill. So it's a bipartisan bill. It reduces recidivism. It gives people that's in prison an opportunity to gain a job skill, a real job skill, so when they get out, they don't revert to crime. And it benefits their community, amongst other things. There's a bunch of other stuff in there. Compassionate release, getting, you know, we have elderly people and people that's literally dying. They're on their deathbed, that we keep them in prison so they can die in prison. Why? Why? Yeah, you know, unless they're a violent prisoner, a violent predicate felon, or unless they're a pedophile, why is it necessary for the American taxpayers to pay an outrageous fortune to keep these people in prison and let them die? Send them home.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned those two caveats because, you know, Ted Cruz liked the bill, but he didn't like the fact that the original version included violent criminals in the reforms. And when they made that adjustment, then he lent his support to it. But 75 votes in this United States Senate, that would be a modern day miracle. We haven't had anything come through there with that kind of.
That's, you know what, Kev, that's absolutely right. There's been no bipartisanship nowhere in Washington in the last 2 years with this type of support. So, and you had a couple people opposing it, and McConnell was still, you know, walking the fence. Basically, this is good for the U.S. It's good for the economy. It's good for the taxpayers. It's good for the Black and Latino communities. It's an all-around good prospect that should have happened years ago, many years ago. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this will be the most substantial piece of prison reform or criminal justice reform legislation in probably two decades.
Well, here's the thing. And this is really kind of cool. The president, you know, the Democrats keep painting this picture that he doesn't care about people of color, that there's this kind of hardened heart that he has towards the issues that relate to ethnic communities and urban communities. He's done nothing but make their lives better in every way. And he has now gotten something done that the nation's first black president couldn't get done. And he's the one that's ramming it through. He's the one calling McConnell saying, get this done. I think this is a huge testament to his temperament on this and what we can expect in future issues as well. Anyway, Bernie Kerik, always good to have you with us and great to hear the good news that this is on its way to the Senate and will be voted on before the end of the calendar year. Bernie Kerik, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue. It's Tech Tuesday. More action on Capitol Hill. There's a big technology hearing taking place, and Ari Zolden has the latest for us from there. We'll discuss that next. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Mike Gallagher has seen something refreshing out of Washington.
We've seen a classy, beautiful, solemn send-off to the 41st President of the United States, and we have seen a ton of unity. I think that's a good thing. I know it's a good thing. Now, I know many of you like to fight and you want to keep fighting. That's fine. We got plenty of fights coming up. Don't worry. Give it a week.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, or upper back pain, I want you to talk to my very good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. Why? Because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she sees people with pain all the time. And she is simply the best when it comes to non-surgical spinal decompression. What I love about Dr. Melinda Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain and not just with scary injections or surgery. No, she wants to make sure your spine is healthy, so she'll give you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that will not cut your body or put shots into your system. Please call and find out more because she's going to help you alleviate that pain at its source and do things like walk freely again or play with your children or grandchildren. Call her now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you right now. 718-234-6200.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Yeah, I'm sending you a Merry New York Christmas. And a prayer for peace on earth within our time.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zeldin of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's not possible for an individual employee or groups of employees to manipulate our search results. You know, we have a robust framework, including many steps in the process.
I'm not even sure what he's responding to there, but that is Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google. He's up on Capitol Hill earlier today. And obviously taking a lot of heat from congressional bodies. They want to know a lot about what the tech giants' intentions are as it relates to free speech, both internationally and domestically here in America. There's some speculation that a new project that they have undertaken called Project Dragonfly cooperates too closely with the communist government of China, and they're entering into a season of voluntary censorship for internet users in that country. Well, with some perspective on all of this and kind of how it all shakes out, this is where technology directly crosses into the mainstream of news, international news, and in this case, how people of different beliefs get to access the information. Ari Zeldin, we don't always have this this big of a story to talk about on Tech Tuesday, but I'm sure glad you're here today.
Kevin, great to be here.
So Google's in a little bit of hot water. Why? First of all, why are they on Capitol Hill? And what is it that Congress is asking of Sundar?
Sure. So I don't necessarily think that they're really looking to fry anyone or any organization, whether it's Google or Apple. I think they're really poking around kind of more to understand the landscape. I really believe, look, everyone in the world is using Google, so nobody really has a vested interest, in my opinion, to be able to really harm the search engine. And quite frankly, I do believe, and of course these tech giants are, because they obviously hire, you know, a lot of more younger people, they're more left leaning. So I would understand that people on the Hill and in Washington have a lot of really, really good concerns and good questions. So I don't think that, you know, they're out there to really get anyone. What I do think is, though, internally within a lot of these tech companies, you are going to have a lot of rogue employees. But that happens in every single industry.
Sure. Well, but let me ask you about this, because there were 700 employees plus that signed a letter to the management of Google that said, look, China has asked us to basically spearhead this censorship platform for the Chinese people to access the Internet, at least vis-a-vis Google, through a very limited scope of search. And they want to nix all these topics that can't be brought up and stuff. This brings up the discussion of free speech, free access, etc., given that the Chinese government is a very closed system, and the employees of Google are largely American or very Western in their thinking, and so they think that doing such a thing is kind of an abdication of the principle of free speech and the free access to information. Who's doing the right thing here? Should Google take a stand with China, or are the employees causing more trouble than it's worth?
Sure. So that's a good point. I don't necessarily see it as an either or. I spend a lot of time, you know, in China, and it's amazing. You know, today you can't access. I mean, to think that, you know, you go outside the United States and you can't access your Gmail, your YouTube, certain sites. I mean, we don't know anything about censorship. You know, it's a completely foreign concept. But the minute you go overseas into a lot of Asian countries, it's this shock that occurs to you and go, wait, you know, you're no longer in America. What I do like, and I don't believe Google should create an either or situation, an all or nothing. I do think that if there's opportunities to work with China and to get them to head in a certain direction of an open society, of an open internet, even if we're talking about some partial censorship, I do think they're heading in the right direction.
Okay, so that's interesting. Well, a lot of Google's employee base doesn't, and I don't know really how I feel about it, because I will admit readily I'm all for partial censorship in the U.S. For instance, I don't want my kids to be able to access pornographic websites. There's certain, you know, just like I don't let my children wander the streets of a city and go into certain areas. And I don't, I guess it doesn't really bother me if those areas are in business or not. I just don't want my kids anywhere near there, so I can control them and keep them away. I'm all in favor of responsible use, but I generally do back the principle of access to information. So I may sound a little bit self-contradictory, but I think that's where the average person lives. I think there's things that, you know, we don't want people being able to create pipe bombs and terrorist weapons and all kinds of things that have now flooded the internet in certain zones. I think there's certain responsible responses to certain types of content. And I don't know. People throw the censorship word out there as like it's always a dirty word. It may be well applicable in certain things. If they were censoring general information about, you know, like, for instance, political access or access to freedom or, you know, ideas that are kind of bigger than humanity, that would be where I would have a problem with China, if that's what they were trying to stop.
But then, Kevin, where do you draw the line? You know, interesting, you talked about having censorship with children and pornography, but that comes down, I think, to the individual level for the parent.
Right. I'm definitely censoring them, and the internet is on the computer that's in the middle of the family room. Like, that's the only time. Mm-hmm. That's their only access to information, is what Dad says.
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting. It's bringing up a similar conversation, and you know, being back in China, you know, we really don't realize how great we have it in this country that, you know, there's something called freedom of speech. You know, you go into China, Kevin, and it's like a foreign word. Like, they don't even know the difference between freedom of speech and propaganda and everything in between that. And they're eating whatever they're being sold.
Right.
So this is definitely, I mean, I love the fact that at least they're heading in this direction with Google, even though we're talking about certain filters and certain censorships. At least the Chinese people can get sort of a taste of
what. Well, that's what America said about economic freedom in China. George W. Bush said, let's get some entrepreneurs and start a middle class and see if that doesn't bring them a little bit closer to freedom. I think he was successful in that. And I think that this may be the same kind of theory that you're talking about here in terms of freedom of access to information. But it's interesting to watch, and it's interesting to see how Google got treated earlier today. Ari, always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, Technology Tuesday. Get all the episodes on the podcast page. Coming right back.
AM 97, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are still looking at delays of 45 minutes going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, about 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. About 20 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, George Washington Bridge. That's a pretty good ride. In New Jersey, stay away from Route 17 in Paramus, and for that matter, through Rochelle Park, through Maywood, through Lodi, and Hackensack, and Hasbrook Heights, too. It's absolutely jammed northbound, starting at Franklin Avenue in Hasbrook Heights and taking us up to Route 4. That's a big accident, and leaving only one lane open. And 4 West at Forest Avenue in Paramus, that is a crash being cleared. Take a look at your ride in Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway. That's going to be a slow go as you start north of 79th Street up towards 96th Street with a crash and stays heavy to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound approaching 23rd Street, that's a crash and stays heavy from that point pretty much up to the GW Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the 130s down into the 50s. And again, Williamsburg Bridge down towards the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you want. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the New York State National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Laura Schaefer at 212-857-9639. 212-857-9639. Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know what I'll say? Yes.
If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Enough.
They're still going at it. The president, Schumer, Pelosi, wishing you a Merry Christmas from the warmth of the West Wing. So you've heard about the big debate. And you know how I feel about it. I don't think Baby It's Cold Outside is a Christmas song. I've never thought it was a Christmas song. I think it's totally about how to, it's a song about getting laid. That's to be crass, and I'm sorry, that's what it's about. But I think in the era of Me Too, when you have a song that's suggesting that a man has spiked a woman's drink and some other things, I was figuring there would be a way, similar to how the Democrats want to work with Republicans, I figured there could be a way that you could get a Me Too correct version of Baby It's Cold Outside on the air, and it has been discovered.
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right now.
I will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is
so
the door.
Really, I better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
but
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
You are in control of this
the
thing.
Neighbors might think.
Invite them over if you like.
Say, what's in this drink?
Nothing but Sprite.
I wish I knew how.
Just walk right out
to
the door.
Break the spell.
I do know how to spell harassment.
I
hear you loud and clear.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
I'm trying super hard. Please just go out, baby. Just go outside.
I simply must go.
Uber is right outside.
The answer is no.
Seriously, right outside.
The welcome has been.
I'll walk you to
so
the curb.
Nice and warm.
But totally consensual.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Hopefully not about
at
us.
At least there will be plenty implied.
Please do not imply anything.
I really can't stay.
Baby, just go out. Baby,
baby
just go. Baby, just go outside.
Baby, just go outside. He's just trying to get her out. Just get out. Get out. Me too. Not going to take it anymore. That's the version. Okay. Make sure Gattulo gets a copy of that for the Piscopo show. Yeah, because they need that. Because, you know, just saying. We want to be on the side of history. And who couldn't refuse? Baby, just go outside. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, hope you have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.